In 2018, at a time when words like reconciliation were not being mentioned prominently to discuss the relationship of Canadian governments with Indigenous residents, the City of Victoria removed a statue of Sir John A. Macdonald from City Hall. Victoria Mayor Lisa Helps, who did not seek a new term in office in this year's municipal election, has consistently stated that this is a decision she does not regret. Other cities, such as Kingston, Charlottetown, and Regina, followed suit and removed their own monuments depicting Canada's first prime minister. In Montreal, Sir John's statue was toppled after a demonstration. Research company and Glacier Media asked Canadians, now more isolated from the emotion of the original protests and decisions, to voice their views on the idea of removing these statues. More than 2 in 5 Canadians, 45%, have a favorable opinion of Sir John A. Macdonald, a proportion that rises to 51% among those aged 55 and over and to 63% among those who voted for the Conservative Party of Canada in the 2021 federal election. We tested other names, including those of former heads of government whose statues have not been targeted for removal. Sir John fares better than 4 other former Canadian prime ministers when it comes to favorability. John Diefenbaker and Wilfrid Laurier come close at 42% and 41%, respectively, but the numbers are lower for William Lyon Mackenzie King, 38%, Louis Saint Laurent, 33%, and Robert Borden, 29%. When Canadians ponder the decision of some municipalities to remove statues of Sir John, dismay about the practice is stronger than the current popularity of the first prime minister. Almost half of Canadians, 47%, disagree with removing all of these statues from public view, while about a third, 32%, would be in favor of this course of action. By a 2-to-1 margin, Canadians are more likely to say they would definitely not remove these monuments, 25%, than to unconditionally endorse their withdrawal, 12%. At least half of residents of 4 regions are not thrilled with the notion of taking Sir John's statues away from public view: Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 55%, Alberta and Ontario, 51% each, and Atlantic Canada, 50%. The proportions are lower in British Columbia, 48%, and Quebec, 38%. There is, understandably, a political component. Practically 2/3 of Conservative voters, 65%, decry the removal of Sir John's statues, compared with 41% of Liberal Party of Canada voters and 40% of New Democratic Party, NDP, voters. Canadians who have previously voiced support for other proposals that could be interpreted as reconciliation are not on the same page when it comes to public monuments. More than half, 54%, think the removal of statues of colonial figures is an attack on Canadian history, while just over 3 in 10, 31%, disagree with this assessment. As expected, agreement with the notion that removing statues is inappropriate is highest among Canadians aged 55 and over, 61%, and drops among those aged 35 to 54, 54%, and those aged 18 to 34, 48%. Politically, NDP federal voters are less likely to approve of this view, 43%, than those who cast ballots for the Liberals, 67%, or the Conservatives, 70%. Over the past couple of years, we have studied the changing perceptions of the country on reconciliation. We have seen a majority of Canadians, 54%, urging for the wide adoption of territory acknowledgements and more than 4 in 5, 86%. Calling for steps to end bias against Indigenous Canadians in the justice system. Still, when it comes to statues, the perceptions are different. Canadians are more likely now to believe that what has been erected should remain in place regardless of current sentiment, even if their opinions about the historical figures depicted are not exceedingly positive. Mario Canseco is president of Research Co. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 24 to November 26, 2022, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender, and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.